Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspiration. Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. This is Brother John here with bringing you a Daily Inspiration. I just trust this morning that you can be blessed and another day that the Lord hath made, and it's the first day of the year, and you know, a lot of people make many New Year's resolutions, and they want to change areas in their life, and they want to, those things are all good, but you know, without the power of God, they're useless and unfruitful. And with that in mind, this morning, I like to share with you the heart of God. You know, God desires fruit, you know, and a lot of people, they make commitments or New Year's resolutions. They want commitments, but, you know, they have a desire, you know, and I believe it's a desire that's God-given. God desires fruit, and we see that so much throughout the scriptures of how much God enjoys fruit. You know, it's nothing like sitting down to a good apple or a banana or a pineapple or a tomato or some good grapes or a good avocado. You know, we enjoy good fruit, but this morning, you know, God desires fruit also, and from our lives, you know. And we read in Luke chapter 13, verse 6, Jesus speaks this parable. It says, he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. So we get the picture here that God also enjoys fruit. And we see throughout the scriptures that there's Jesus spoke many parables on fruit, or gave many illustrations containing fruit was the subject that he gave the illustration on in John chapter 15. You know, if you have some New Year resolutions and you want to produce fruit, here is the key to producing fruit. Here's another account that Jesus gives about fruit. He says in John 15:1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And so here's the key, you know, if you want to go on with the Lord, you know, to purge those things out that are not bearing fruit, that will hinder you from bearing fruit. It says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Notice there, without me you can do nothing. You know, if you want to follow through with your New Year resolutions, then you need the Lord's help. You need to come to him by faith. You need to cry out to him in repentance and repent and have him, sins washed away, that you know, that you would desire to change. You know, without me you can do nothing. And he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. So here, You know, my Father's glorified. Do we realize how much that God loves fruit from our lives? You know, and we can go into, you know, Galatians chapter 5, and it talks about what the fruit of the Spirit is. And but this morning, I'm not going to go there. I just want to inspire you, you know, those things that are hindering you here in John chapter 15, you know, they need to be cut off, it says. They need to be cut off. And so, you know, there's if there's fruit in undesirable fruits in your life that you desire to change, you made some New Year's resolutions, then that also means there's things that need to be cut off, like this branch. They need to be cut off, and they need to be thrown out. A lot of times, you know, we as people, we don't want to cut those things off. We just want to cling to them a little bit yet. But, you know, and that's why the New Year resolutions fell, because people keep hanging on to that branch that needs to be cut off and cast into the fire. And so that's my encouragement this morning to you, you know, to if you want those New Year's resolutions to come into fruition and bring forth fruit, then that means there's things that need to be cut off and cast out. And that's what I want to encourage you, to cast them off, you know, find someone to keep yourself accountable to and you know, give a daily report, you know, and dig in and and give diligence, because someday, you know, we're going to stand before the Lord of Lords and King of Kings who desires fruit. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we bless you and we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, Lord, and we thank you for revealing your will to our hearts. We just ask, Lord, that you would help us to cut those things off that you, so that you may get the fruit that you deserve, Lord, and that you desire. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you would have a desire to talk or about some of these things, my phone number is 260-466-4899. God bless you, and thank you for listening.